Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. For the last 5 months, I've been reading out loud on Facebook Live to give the parents a break and the children some fun. I just wanted to do something for the families to help them get a little break from each other and for me to make a difference in someone's life. And why did I choose reading out loud? Well, I'm a mom. I'm an aunt. I'm a wife. I'm a daughter-in-law. And through all these different titles that I carry, also I'm a teacher, and through all these titles that I carry, I have learned something. For example, with my father-in-law, when he lived the last 6 years of his life with us, and he didn't have a year left, some people said 2 months, but he made it through almost 6 full years. What happened there was the more we read aloud to him, the better his mental state was. When we had our daughter, I started reading to her, even when she was still in my belly. And then once she was born, I didn't know if she understood it or not, but I just felt like I should have some fun and she should be part of it. And I've had some adopted grandchildren that I read to, and they enjoyed it. And it went on and on. And so now during this pandemic, the parents having the children home 24/7, plus the parents working from home, many of them, not all of them, but many of them, they needed a break. And so I decided to start reading children's stories. What I found out and learned through the feedback that I received is it was not just children who listened. I had adults enjoying listening to the children's stories. And they've been commenting on it, how relaxing it was, and that this was the best break of the day for them. And they were looking forward to the weekly readings. And then I go, okay, there must be more behind it. Number one, I enjoy doing it. Number two, they enjoy listening. Number three, what else is there to it? And so I've done some research, and I found some very interesting facts. For example, benefits of reading to children. Reading is a very important part of the human dynamic. Through it, we not only learn how to communicate and gain knowledge, but we also benefit from the skill in so many other ways too. And it all starts when we are kids. These days, teaching children how to read is a standard process in educational systems around the world, and some kids have perfected the skill before they even start school. But the simple act of reading out loud to children can also have many benefits. The significance of reading cannot be given enough emphasis when it comes to young children, and we as parents, teachers, and caregivers need to make reading an everyday occurrence. Now, here in this article, they're referring to children and how a child develops through reading. But the same goes for adults. Doesn't matter what age. You just adjust the content that you read. But even adults love children's stories, as I mentioned before. So it gives me near 10 benefits for the children when you read aloud. The first one is, it helps to set children up for success. The reading out loud to children should start the moment that children are born. This is a beautiful way for newborn babies to familiarize themselves with your voice. And as they get older, they will observe you as you read by moving your eyes from left to right while you use your mouth and voice to verbally communicate what is written. This is a child's very first introduction into what reading is all about. Children learn by example and by watching and listening to us while we read. They are learning the basics of the skill themselves. This is thus a wonderful way to instill the underlying necessities of learning how to read themselves before they even reach school-going age. With a foundation like this already in place, kids are more likely to be better equipped to learn and are more likely to succeed in school. Oh, yeah, that's right. I just remember. My dad always read the newspaper. And when he was supposed to watch his kids, when mom had to do something and it was not safe for us to be around, he just read out of the newspaper whatever he wanted to read. That was his way of doing things. And it was good because one morning, that was many, many years ago, I went into the living room and I saw my brother, who is 10 years younger than I am. He was about 5 maybe then. He was laying on the floor and he had a newspaper there and he read out loud. And I go, wait a minute. He's 5. He hasn't even gone to kindergarten because at that time in my country, kindergarten started at 6. So he's not in school. He's not in kindergarten. He doesn't have a children's book. He has a newspaper in front of him and he's reading out loud. So I went behind him, laid down next to him and checked what he was reading. And can you believe it? He read newspaper articles. And once in a while, he looked at me and says, what does this mean? What does that mean? Is this correct with the pronunciation? And I go, my goodness. Well, today, he's very educated. He's a superior judge. But that started at the age of 5 that he started reading newspapers. And children books were already kind of too easy on him or for him. So that's the first one. You can see what reading does for children or for anyone who listens. Number 2, it's an excellent way to develop language skills. Yes, indeed. To learn new words, we need to hear them first. While we talk to our children often, the vocabulary we use is usually limited to our environments and tend to be somewhat repetitive. Reading out loud, however, is an excellent way to introduce new words and concepts to kids in this way. They are exposed to a whole new vocabulary as well as language usage. The more words our young ones know, the better. An extended vocabulary not only helps us to discover new things and build on to a variety of subjects, but it also helps us to express ourselves better and more accurately. And just to add something to that part, I did that with my daughter when she was 10 months old. There was something out there called the Better Baby Institute, and they had flashcards. They were probably 3x5 or 4x4 or something like that. And on one side, it had a picture, and on the other side, it had the written word in print, of course. So let's say there was an apple there. So you said apple, and then you turned the card around, and you showed the word apple, and she repeated. And we went through those cards. There were a lot of cards. And we just had fun playing games like that. And then I put the cards out, sometimes the picture up, sometimes the word up. And I asked her if she knew what it was. And honestly, at 1 year old, she was able to identify at least 200-300 words. I don't know if she read them, but she could identify it. When I said the word, she knew which card to pull. Okay, so that was a start there. Not everybody has time to do that. Not everybody has the money to invest in a program like that. However, you can do that with simple little cards that you can make on your own just to have some fun and play games with them. Okay, number 3. It exercises your young child's brain or the adult's brain. When we read to kids, we niggle at their brains. They are not only hearing words, but they are forming different ideas in their minds, concepts that they might not have been aware of before. Research shows that reading to young ones stimulates their brain activity and really gets their thought patterns moving. The more we can encourage our children to think for themselves and form opinions, the better we are preparing them for life in general. So, reading aloud not only helps to develop critical language skills, but it teaches life skills too. Number four, reading enhances a child's concentration. Remember we say, oh, they're only 2 or 3 year olds. They can't focus more than 30 seconds, 60 seconds or so. That's not quite true. Since when we start early to read to them, their concentration span actually grows. So don't be surprised if all your toddler wants to do is cause havoc with these books you are trying to read. It's normal for very young kids to not sit still and show more interest in flipping through pages, bending book spines, or tossing toys around instead of solely focusing on what you are saying. Toddlers were not made to sit still. This does not mean that you should give up reading to them altogether, however. Concentration is just another skill that needs to be learned. By consistently reading to your child every day, even just for a few minutes at a time, your little ones will eventually learn how to concentrate and sit still for longer periods of time. And while you might think that your children are not listening to you while you read, you might be surprised at how much they actually absorb while they are playing at the same time. That's another one that I observed with our daughter. She has an extensive vocabulary. Now she's, of course, an adult. But her vocabulary is actually even bigger than mine in many ways, not when it comes to technical things that I've studied, but when it comes to general things. She is very, very savvy in how to communicate. So this is pretty awesome. So point five, reading out loud encourages a thirst for knowledge. For one to crave more knowledge, they first need to know what there is to learn about. Reading different stories to kids is a brilliant way to expose them to just how much information is out there and what topics there are to explore. When we read to our kids, it generally tends to lead them to ask questions about the book and the stories we have just told. This is an opportunity for you, the reader, as well as the listener or listeners, to have a conversation about what has been read and further elaborate on the topics. So that already pushes for communication, and asking questions stimulates the brain. Pretty awesome. It's a way to introduce kids to new topics. Just like reading is one of the best ways to teach kids new words, it is also an ideal way to teach them new topics in a lighthearted and natural manner. Providing children with a range of different types of books that cover an arrangement of topics is a creative and fun way to introduce them to a world of interesting information and discoveries. From books that allow one to discover lists of animals, places and objects to easy reads that help children to learn new concepts and life skills, such as sharing, why we should be kind, and even complicated notions like diversity. Reading out loud to our younger generations is the ultimate learning experience. Did you hear that? Is the ultimate learning experience. 7, it develops imagination and creativity. Oh, wow, that's so amazing. And I can attest to that with my daughter. I mean, she is the most imaginative and creative person I've known in my life. So our children learn through imagination and play, especially during the very early stages of childhood. When we read books to them, We are feeding their imaginations and opening them up to a variety of fantasy worlds where the sky is the limit. You'll see that your child will often mimic what they have been read and take on the personas of some of the characters. So they want to go and imitate it afterwards. They want to play that role. When one really engages in a book, tend to imagine or picture what the characters are doing and how they are doing it. Seeing the enthusiasm in a child's eyes as you read to them is an indication that they are anticipating what is coming next and that they are really involved in the story we are telling. So they're doing active listening. The eighth point is reading helps to develop feelings of empathy and other emotions. Children are self-centered beings. They are all born this way. It is up to us to raise them to understand that the world does not revolve around them and that they need to acquire the skill of empathy. When we read out loud to a child, we help to draw a picture which, together with a child's imagination, puts them in a situation where they are seeing different sides and perspectives of a scenario. Through this, kids have the opportunity to identify with characters as well as feel what they are feeling. Through reading, kids begin to understand and relate to all sorts of intricate emotions. So true. 9. It's an excellent form of entertainment. Instead of watching TV, reading a book, their own pictures in their mind. So let's see. Yep, it's time to switch off that television set and read. With so much technology on the rise, it's far easier to place your kids behind screens to keep them occupied and entertained. From fun TV shows to PC and video games, why would anyone want to read? But here's the thing. We might omit reading to our kids or don't encourage them to read themselves. Then we are relying on technology to teach them all of the points we discussed above. Can we really rely on TV shows and video games to do the job right? It's actually frightening to see how violent or explicit some videos and kids shows get, and they might be learning incorrect information this way. Not to mention, it might have a negative effect on their personalities. When we read to our kids, however, we are there with them in the moment, and we know exactly what it is they are learning and how they are learning it. Reading is a form of entertainment that has the potential to surpass all other forms and can be enjoyed together as a family. It can curb boredom in nearly any situation. And number 10, there's no better way to bond with a young child. I mean, just watching, sitting on your lap and helping you hold the book when you read to them and the eye contact and the smiles. It's so amazing. So people have been reading to their children for many generations, and not just because it is a way to teach them new things or to keep them busy. As adults, we derive joy from the action too, because we get to spend time with our children while being in the moment with them. A bedtime story is a wonderful way to end a day as a family, and together everyone gets rewind, relax, and embark upon an adventure together. Whether you are a parent, a teacher, or a family caregiver, reading to kids brings you closer to them and can help form the strongest of bonds. So this was actually from an article that I Googled, and it says Dear Hungry. So I actually Googled, you know, reading out loud to your kids, and I checked what was coming up. And this is the one that says 10 benefits of reading out loud. And I thought it was really well done. then we have a little bit more information, because I really love that topic. This is 7 ways reading out loud improves and enriches your life. And that article was written by Stephanie Ciccarelli. That's Ciccarelli on May 22nd, 2020. And she wrote, how can reading out loud improve your life and also make you a better voice actor? How can reading out loud improve your life and also make you a better voice actor? That's twice the same. Wow. All right. So it is an important question. When you read aloud, you're employing a great number of your faculties, and more often than not, the very act of reading aloud is a revelation in itself. However, for voice actors, reading aloud is the very basis of your craft. Here are 7 benefits of reading aloud to motivate you to get started. This wonderful practice will help you build up your voice skills and become more successful as a voice actor. So you probably hear my intonation is not always the same. I'm not reading all in the same voice. You need to have some ups and downs, and for question marks, you raise your voice and emphasis in it. And through reading, you learn that, and it makes the word that you read or the message more powerful. So what does reading out loud do? It sharpens your focus. It increases your vocabulary. It results in greater reading comprehension. It gives you an opportunity to play, exercises your body, challenges your use of intonation, and improves listening and reading skills. So it sharpens focus. Let's see what's there. When you're reading aloud, you will find that it becomes easier to put all of your energy into the task at hand without the temptation of distractions. You are so focused that you likely won't even notice that you are strengthening your mental and verbal skills. If you think about it, your mind is aching to a muscle. When it works out, you tone it and build up strength. When you read out aloud, you are exercising the connection between your mind and your voice to the full extent, which results in greater focus and cohesiveness. This result in focus and cohesiveness can help you when you are reading a longer piece of narration for a job and want to nail that reading in a few reading in as few takes as possible. So it just says the spoken word is powerful, and we know that already, and it helps you make some serious changes in your life. It prepares you for life. It's not that you're just sitting there and not doing anything. When you're reading and listening, you're very actively involved. And again, as we said, it increases your vocabulary. Ever come across a word in a script that you are unsure how to pronounce? Reading aloud more often can help you become familiar with unfamiliar words. Saying something in context aloud is very powerful. That's something that I noticed when I learned English. I barely spoke any 40 years ago, almost 41 years ago when I came over here. And I was told to sit in front of the TV and learn English. I came over as a nanny to take care of a little baby. And so I chose children's stories that I could follow by the actions, because I didn't understand the words. And at night, before bedtime, I took the dictionary out and studied the 50 to 100 words that I wrote out during the day that I had no clue what it meant, but I remembered what I watched. So sometimes I had to go through 4 or 5 words that were pronounced the same way, such as there. It could be T-H-E-R-E. It could be T-H-E-I-R. It could be T-H-E apostrophe R-E. I mean, there's so many ways, and they're all pronounced the same way. So by saying it out loud and by knowing what the content was, it's so much easier to get there. So they're talking about that a lot. Greater reading comprehension. People learn in a variety of ways, visual, oral, tactile, and so on. By reading aloud, you'll stand a better chance of internalizing the words and making them your own before you perform. So important. Like when you look at an actor who's playing something, you know, they have to learn their role. And quite often, they have to change the words just a little bit. So it is their language that they're using and it sinks in better. If somebody tells me I have to use a certain word and I am not familiar with it, I will not remember it. I can study and study and study the text and I cannot memorize it. But when they tell me what it means and I come up with a word that means the same and they agree that I can use my own word, then I can do it. So try it. Do that for yourself and see how it influences you. The opportunity to play. When is the last time you read something out loud just for the sheer pleasure of doing so? Don't worry about being in the recording booth or turning on your mic. Reading aloud should be fun. Otherwise, why should you feel drawn to voice acting? Take a nice break to read out loud just for fun. Then also it exercises your body when you read out because you use physical expressions, you're engaging, you're starting to animate, you start moving to certain things, which is totally awesome. And there are some tongue twisters. And those are very interesting to apply. For example, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Now, how many times can you say that about 10 or 20 times faster without stuttering? Or she sells seashells by the seashore. Or red leather, yellow leather. Or the last one they gave us here is unique New York, unique New York. And when you say it fast, it starts mixing up together. Challenges your own use of intonation. So depending on what you want to emphasize, what you read, you go up or down with your voice, speak louder or softer or just whatever is really appropriate. I mean, when I read on Wednesday afternoons at 2 o'clock on Facebook Live, I start making the sounds and the funny things that are in the book just to capture the audience's attention. And it works. Can you believe it? It is amazing. So, and it definitely improves listening and reading skills. So reading out loud is a key to voice actor success. Reading out loud can help you gain valuable skills that can be applied to your personal life. Think of reading aloud for leisure as well as your professional life. Help you become more familiar with the pronunciation of words and can help you develop better with the enunciation skills. So I have let you know, that's also an article from Stephanie Ciccarelli, May 22, 2020. So I just wanted to share that because I was so thrilled and happy when people said they were loving to hear me read. To give them a break, to give their children a break and all that. So I just actually want to encourage you, if that's what you can do, you don't have to read on Facebook Live. You don't have to read on the radio. You don't have to read anywhere but at home. You probably have children or grandchildren or nieces and nephews. Read to them. Or if you can't get together because of what we're going through right now, read them a story over the phone. They will love it. It's amazing. And so it does not just foster better reading, better communication, more vocabulary. It also creates better health. And when we're healthier, what happens then? Then we have a healthy body. We have a healthy mind. And our finances is better too. Because we don't have to go to the doctor and spend money on medication or tests or whatnot. So with this, I'm just going to say goodbye. Have a great week. And you know the drill. Thanks.